Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Tezvav, and we're going to start from the fifth line from the top of the Amud. As you'll recall, we spoke about Esrig to a very large extent yesterday, and we're going to continue talking about Esrig and its special dinim, since Esrig has a shtikla like Ilonois and a shtikla like Yerokois. And we had a machloikis from Gamliel Reb Elezer. Without going through the entire sugya, the bottom line is the Gemara is going to ask a very simple question. At the bottom of the Amud, starting on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara brought a braisa quoting Reb Shimon ben Elazar. We won't go through the entire Shakla Batarya because we don't need it for purposes of the Gemara we're about to start. Just notice that the braisa begins, Meisr Reb Shimon Elazar Oymer, Likid Esrig Erev Tesvav Bishvat, a person did a Likita of an Esrig Erev Tesvav. Remember that according to Beis Hillel, two Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. So what happened? So he was Malakit Esrogim the day before two Bishvat. Actually, Tov HaShemesh before it became nightfall. So it's clearly Yudalit Shvat in the old year. And then he continued into Tu Bishvat at the night of Tu Bishvat and the next morning on Tu Bishvat. Very, very simple. These are two simple years, two separate years. This is the previous year and this is the new year, and therefore you can't mix and match. What happens if it's the third year of the Shemitah cycle, and he initially took Esrogim, he was Malakit, he harvested Esrogim on Erev Tu Bishvat, since it's the third year, we all know in the third year, you give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Tish Tu Bishvat, and the next day is already the next year, so what's Halacha now? That would be, of course, year number 4, which is like 1 and 2. So it's Maaser Rishon and Maaser Shaini. Kind of hard. The Olam is really good. So it's a Shlishin Nechnesel Zervias. Shlishis Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Revias is Maaser Rishon and Maaser Shaini. Perfect. Before we continue on, the dogma, the case that's given by the Pshim Ben Elazar is Shlishis Nechnesis Lirvias. Let's go back to the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, 12a. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. There we were not talking about Esrogim. We were talking about Yerokos. See the last two lines of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Everybody has that? Tana Rabbana Liket Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's the same parallel situation. Here we're not talking about Tu Bishvat because we're not talking about Esrogim and Ilonois. We're talking about Yerokos. What's the Rosh Hashanah for Yerokos? Rosh Hashanah, meaning Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So Liket Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah actually Tovei Hashemesh. It's Leil, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah until nightfall. He was Malakit. Because of Alikim, then he continued on being Malakit Mishatovei Hashemesh after Rosh Hashanah began. And we already asked at that point, how is a person able to be Malakit on Rosh Hashanah? Said the Tav Toisvis, Bishami Mukhila Ben Nachri. We're talking about through a goy. Okay, so what happens? Same type of fact pattern. You can no longer give Trumas and Mises one from the other, because those that you malakit Erev Rosh Hashanah is the old year. Those that you malakit on Rosh Hashanah and beyond is already the new year. Very simple.
Similar.
Same type of thing. But don't go, no, you have to stay here. You're based on the base. Turn the page. So far, everything the same.
Yeah.
But now, notice key words. What happens if Erev Rosh Hashanah was the second year of the Shemitah cycle? Well, then, when is Mafresh, Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Sheini, and we're going into a new year, Nechneses Lishlishis. We're in the new year, it's the third year, and we have now Maaser Ani, Shnia Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheini, Shlishis Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Perfect. Let me ask you a question. Why back on Daf Yud Beis, when we gave the example of changing from year to year, did we go from Shnia to Shlishis? And how by us we're going from Shlishis to Revias? Shouldn't it be exactly the same thing? Manishtan. That's the Gemara's question.
That's good.
I'm glad that you're with us. Yeah. So here on line 5, once again, Maishna Hossam. Hossam back and daf yudei. Diktonim hoise shnira nechnesis lishishis. Or Maishna Hossam diktonim hoise shlishis nechnesis lishishis. Very simple. The Tan is trying to throw in an additional insight to this whole situation, and he's telling us the Esrik Kasha Leyada, the Aidi to Mamashim Shvi Beikuli Alma Mishvi is Loitoin Peiri Atlashnin. What the Gemara is telling us is that normally throughout the entire 6 years of the 7 year Shemitah cycle, the owners of all of the Esrogim orchards, as well as any other orchards, they have apple trees and orange trees and vineyards and what have you, they normally have fences and they have gate and keys, or they have a shomer that won't allow in strangers or animals. But here in particular, we're not talking about animals, here we're talking about strangers that could come in, either thieves or people that just want to experiment or whatever the situation is. That's, of course, throughout the 6 years, a person has to be shomer. When it comes year number 7, Shvius, everything is hefker. Yeah. And who doesn't want to get a nice esrik for free on for Shemitah for that year? So everyone and his brother and his cousin goes down to the esrik orchards, which until now, big signs, no trespassing, prohibited under penalty of law, police and enforcement, and there's closed circuit cameras, because it's now Shemitah. Everybody's entering into the Shemitah, the Esrig orchard during Shemitah. And that's what the Gemara is saying is, by an Esrig tree by definition is a fragile tree, frail tree. That's why we always have the problem with the Esrig Amorkov, that many, many Esrig growers would be Markov, would graft, or at least we have the Chshash, that they would go and graft lemon branches onto the Esrig tree, because that would strengthen the tree. That's impossible. Right, that's why we ask for Gemorka, it's possible. But they would do that. They would do and graft one onto the other to strengthen the tree. Here, we're talking about, of course, a pure Esrig tree which was not so strengthened, or maybe even if it was strengthened, but still it's a frail, fragile tree. The Aidi, the Mishmash Rishibay, it's Kashula Yoda. Kashula Yoda means that all the people that are now pulling on the branch and trying to pull down an Esrig, after all the Esrogim are not necessarily waist high. Some of them are on top. So a person is going to pull down a branch, he's going to say to his son or to his brother, you hold down the branch and I'll cut off the Esrig. So everybody's busy holding on to the branches and to the leaves and to the Esrogim of the Esrig tree. And because of that Mishmush Yad, unfortunately, that causes a stunting in the growth of the Esrogim over the next couple of years. Not that it doesn't grow at all, but in terms of getting real nice, beautiful Esrogim, Shishvach HaMaisis. When do we have brand new good Esrogim? In the third year, as opposed to the first and the second. So those are the numbers. Miltzagav Orcha Kamashwan, the Esri Kashale Yoda, by the fact that you have all this Mishmush Yad, Va'idi the Mamash Mishwebei, Kuli Alma, since everybody and his brother and his cousin and his uncle is here inside the Esrig orchard, feeling and touching the Esrig tree, Bishvias in the Shemitah year, like Toen Peiri, this frail tree is not going to go and grow new Peirois, not necessarily not grow at all. But certainly not at the same rate or pace as it did previously. Ad Lashnin until the third year. Ah, now it's the third year, and I'm being malakit Peiros at the end of year number 3, when Erev Tu Bishvat, and then I'm going to be malakit more Peiros after Tu Bishvat, so that'll be from Shlishis to Revias. The reason why I didn't give the example of Shenis to Shlishis, because in Shenis there are so few payers even to talk about. There may be one over there and one over there. But in terms of the real growth, it only starts growing anew in the third year. Not that it doesn't grow at all. Bear in mind that when we learned the Masechta Sukkah, when it comes to Esroigim, how do we know that a statement pasuk, it doesn't say Esroigim in the pasuk, it says pre-eitz hadar. The Gemara Darshan's hador bilonoi mishana lishana. When it comes to Esrogim, many Esrogim that we get today in the market have already been on the tree for the last 2 years or 3 years. It's not that something that grew from one year to the next, like other crops. It takes 2 or 3 years to develop a good Esrog. So since Shemitah year, all of the Esrogim have been uprooted from the trees, because everybody chops as many Esrogim as possible, they all have dirt. There's nothing left from before Shemitah, so it's all starting now brand new, and you can't go and fertilize during Shemitah, and you can't go and water during Shemitah, you gotta wait until Shana Shemitah. So the brand new crop of Esrogim is starting to grow, or you're leading, at least you're trying to have it start growing again in the first year. So by the end of a year one and year two, it's a shvach. By the time you have end of year three, and now I have produce, I have a real Esrogim crop, and therefore that's why from 3 to 4 is much more matzui as opposed to from year 2 to year 3.
Since I cannot help on Shemitah to close down or to protect my tree, what use is this information for me? I mean, what practical information is the guys giving us in terms of what to do with this information? It's a fact. He's stating a fact.
For sure.
I cannot help it.
Absolutely.
So, Agaburcha, the Braise, Bederach Klalim, the Braise informs me something, is for a purpose. Here, it's an information.
It's not advisory, it's information.
It's more appropriate to talk about it, that's all. But I had a different question, since we now have another Shemitah year. We're all wondering again what we're doing for Esrogim next year. Mm-hmm. If the Esrogim are living on the tree, for the Esrogim we go Basar Chanata, right?
No.
Basar
for what purpose?
For Shemitah, don't we?
Okay, so that was the mission we quoted yesterday. Right. If you want to look back at the Yudalit Amud Beis, we don't have to have a machlokes among our chevra. Everybody should be b'ha'ah b'ach b'sholem b'reyus. If you look at the fourth line, not esrik shavu le'ilam b'gimel drachim liyerek b'derech echad shavu le'ilam b'gimel drachim liarla ulerabai uleshviyas. Oh, for Shemitah. When it comes to Shemitah, what's the halacha? It goes shavu le'ilam. Ilan goes baser v'kitra chanot.
So
I'm in it. Well, the Yerik B'derech Echad B'Shur B'Shas B'Kitos Yisurai. Yisurai is referring to Maisris. The Gabi Maisris that Rabbi Gamliel that goes Basel the Kita. The Blaza Oime Esrik Shavu Leilan Chol Davar even the Gabi Maisris. So the only Machlokit from Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Blaza Gabi Maisris. The Gabi Shviyas everybody goes you go Basel Chanata.
So if it goes Basel Chanata, so then if these Esrogim have dwelled on the tree for two, three years.
Mm-hmm.
Then they emerged prior to Shemitah, so there should be no problem as long as they're
absolutely. So all those our Esrogim this year, you didn't have any problem. 99% of the Esrogim on the market were not a problem anyway, because they were all cut before Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
But even had they been cut after Rosh Hashanah, it wouldn't have been a problem because of the chanot of the previous.
And for this coming year, I'm talking about now. So any Esrogim that were around prior to Shemitah, that were the chanot they had before, they're no problem. They have the din of Ashishas.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So that would be the din.
Exactly. So the ones that are in Shemitah here, mm-hmm. if the chanot was after Tu Bishvat, then you don't have them.
Right.
So you have to look for those that were had the.
And the chanot, since Ilan chanot is Tu Bishvat, we have Tishrei till Shvat.
Mm-hmm.
What year is it for trees now? Is it still, it's Shemitah started Rosh Chodesh Tishrei.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What determines
for
the...
For Shviyat purposes, what determines is Tu Bishvat.
So the Tu Bishvat that's coming. So this is still any Esrog. I just want to iron out the details now in my mind here, since we're in that time period.
Mm-hmm.
Any Esrog that emerges now, if it were to emerge in this time of year, unlikely, it would still have the din of Ashishas because it's before the...
No. Have the din of we're in the Shemitah year.
So we're
in Shemitah.
Right.
Now what happens is any Chanota that happened prior to Tu Bishvat would have a din of Shemitah
backwards.
Okay, and then any chanot that happens in May, June, or July, it's Shemitah year as far as the calendar, as far as Tishrei to Tishrei. That's the thing I'm trying to struggle with.
If you don't mind, let's wait until the top of the Amud Beis, and we'll have more discussion about that.
Thank you.
And since the tree is on the tree for many years, possibly, it's on the Shana, so the farmer has to go out there and then attach little...
Or Bendelach, right.
I understand it's quite a job.
Yes.
This is a competitive business. We shouldn't try to compete with the Esrig Sakharim unless you want to go into that line of work, then you can start figuring out.
But understand what they did. And then you look at the chanot from the...
They're not going to share their trade secrets with me.
Okay.
Boy minay Rabbi Yochanan mei Rabbi Yannai. Esrik Rosh Hashanah shaloi emasai. Esrik, it's Rosh Hashanah starts from when? Now, although our Gemara is asking the Gabi Esrogim, the Taptoises tells us that we're really asking in general the Gabi all Ilanais. Meaning, we had an Amish Machlech between Beishame and Beisil, whether it's Shchoydishvat or whether it has the Tuvishvat. So Gemara wants to know exactly when. And this is really, the first this discussion is elementary, really leading into the second discussion. Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shalom Emesai. What's the Rosh Hashanah for Esrogim? Amlei Shvat. In other words, it's like all other Ilanis. It's Shvat. Whether we're talking about Chanota or Lakita, it's always revolving around Shvat, meaning Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat. But now the Gemara asks, Shvat Chadoshim or Shvat D'Tkufa? Which Shvat are we talking about? Now, most of us are only familiar with the concept of Shvat D'Chadosh, meaning that the 12 months a year, and after we have Cheshvin, then you have Kislev, and you have Shvat, so that's Shvat D'Chadosh. And then after the Tevet, and then you have the Adar, and then you have Shvat, I'm sorry, it's Kislev Tevet, my apologies. Kislev Tevet Shvat, thank you. So Shvat D'Chadosh. Or we talk about Shvat D'Tkufa. Now what does Shvat D'Tkufa mean? So Rashi explains Shvat D'Tkufa as I. We have, as you know, four seasons a year. The Gemara's expression for the word season is the word tkufa. One of the four tkufas is the winter tkufa, the winter season, which begins in Teves. Aha. Okay, so I have Teves, and then I have Shvat, and then I have Adar, and then I have Nisan. So, when does tkufas Teves begin? Sometime in Chodesh Teves. Why doesn't it always start on a particular day of Teves? Because the fourth Kufis is based on the solar year, not on the lunar year. And the solar year, winter begins whatever day it begins.
I know December 21.
December 21, fine. And that's called a solstice or an equinox.
Winter solstice is when it's equal.
That's spring and autumn.
Beautiful. So the December 21 date that you're referring to, that's typically falls in Shvat, and it falls somewhere between Rosh Chodesh Shvat until the 29th day of Shvat.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to confuse you.
Thank you. I appreciate your question. You're doing beautifully. Thank you. So the winter season of Teves begins on December 21st, and sometimes that could be Rosh Chodesh Teves, and sometimes the 10th, and the 15th, and the 20th, and the 25th. Shkoyach. A month later, whenever the Teves, the Tkufa began, add now 29 or 30 days, and that gets you now into the Shvat of Tkufa. Aha. So now, when we have our Machloikis in our Mishnah between Beisham and Beisil, that one says Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the other says Tu B'Shvat. So are we talking about the normal Shvat of Chadoshim, where the rabbi calls out on Shabbos, beginning of Musaf, that this week on Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever is going to be Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Is that the Shvat that we're talking about? And about that is the Machlok B'Sham B'Sil Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat? Or we're talking about the Shvat of Tkufa, which is 30 days after the beginning of the Tkufas Teves, which takes place sometime in Chodesh Teves as we know it. So the difference between Tkufas Teves and between Chodesh Teves. Chodesh Teves is the regular lunar Teves. The Teves of Tkufa is the solar Teves, which is a moving target. And the question now is Shvat. Is that Shvat of the regular lunar calendar? Or is it also the moving target a month after the Teves of the Tkufa? Why should I think it is the based on the Tkufa? Says the second Tosis, because the Bishul HaPeiros goes after the Chama. After all, what causes the peiros to blossom and to bloom and to emerge and all that? It's not only the rain, but it's also the effect of the rays of the sun. So it's not the lunar calendar that affects the growth as much as the solar calendar. So therefore, Solka Daita Chamina, that the Machlok B'Sham B'Yisrael Agab B'Shvat should be the Shvat of Kufa and not the Shvat of Chadoshim. And that's why the Tap Toisa says that this discussion is not only regarding Esrogim, this is regarding Ilonis generally. Amalesi told them they're Chadoshim. It's simple. Just look for the Chodesh Shvat on the calendar, and you know that's the Chodesh and that's Tu B'Shvat, and finish. It's not going to be a moving target every single year. It doesn't depend on the Tkufa. Nusay. Boy Menei Rabbi Merav Nachman, the Amri Lerab Yoichan Merav Yanai, Hoyse Shona Meuberes Mal. what happens if this year is a year which is Muperes? In fact, this year is Muperes. What's the dip? So what's the Gemara Shaila? As we all know, in the Shana Muperes you have an extra other. The reason why we have that extra other is because the year started as a result of the difference between solar and lunar. The year is starting much earlier. We know that this year, for instance, a rare occasion where Rosh Hashanah started on the Matzah Lehavdil, Labor Day. Labor Day was, as you know, always the first Monday in September. Usually Rosh Hashanah is 2 or 3 weeks later. And guess what? That night was already Rosh Hashanah. So obviously, we're very much earlier than usual. And in fact, if we would not make an Ibiyur this year, then you would have Rosh Hashanah during the summer. People wouldn't have to worry about, at the end of the summer, do I go back to my summer home for Rosh Hashanah? You'd be in your summer home for Rosh Hashanah in the middle of August. So that's why they had to go and make an Ibiyur. Yeah, everybody agreed. And not to take away from Kalbas Minyan, I'm just trying, okay. Just throwing it out. Okay. Anyway, so what is the Gemara telling us? Gemara Shai is as I, because the lunar year is somewhat askew vis-a-vis the solar year, maybe for purposes of the Ilonois, we shouldn't be thinking of Shvat like we normally think of the month immediately following Teves, Kislev Teves, and then Shvat. We should think perhaps of Shvat as being the month right before Adar, because right after Shvat comes Adar. So you can tell me in a Shonim Uberis it's the same thing. We normally think of the extra Adar that is added in the Shonim Uberis as the second Adar. However, what the Gemara is saying really is that second Adar, that's the normal Adar. Why is that the normal Adar? Because that's the Adar.
Purim.
Yes, Purim is in that Adar, and that's the Adar right before Nisan. So therefore, the added Adar is really the Adar Rishon, which is now before Adar Sheni. That's the real Adar. That's we added Adar Rishon, and it's immediately following Shvat. Ah, so now let's think for a moment. In a regular year, why was Shvat chosen as the Rosh Hashanah? Is it because it's the month immediately following Teves, or is it because it's the month that immediately precedes Adar? So in a regular year, come on, what difference does it make? Shvat is in between Teves and Adar, and that's why it's Shvat. Oh, the Nishana Muberes, do we say that if you say that it's the Shvat, the month immediately following Teves, then it's the same Shvat as every year. But if you're telling me the reason why Shvat was chosen, because that's the month, right, that's the month right before Adar, so maybe Adar Rishon should be chosen in a Shana Muberes, as the machloket between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and all the two Bishvat would have to take place on two the other Rishayim. That's the Gemara's Shaila. Yeah, is it clear? If you look at the Rashi on the fourth line, Hoyse Shana Muberes Mal, Emesai Rosh Hashanah, Shvat HaSamach HaTedes, like usual, Hoy other Rishayim Shu Bimkoim Shvat, the other Rishayim in a Shana Muberes, that's Bimkoim Shvat. That's the Gemara Shaila. Mal. Amalei told them, Shanim, just go after normal years. In other words, leplug. Every year, whatever.
Even
in leap years, we go after Shvat, like the next Rashi says, that Acharei Shanim, Mishishmoi Shvat. Whatever month is called Shvat, dos is this. It's Shvat. And you don't go from one month to another month, it's always Shvat. Fine. Put two dots over here, and now we start again talking about Esraim.
So, talking about his passing, so we would, the Hanata would be the Adar Rishon, even everything else.
Not Adar Rishon, in Shvat. In Shvat.
Okay, yeah.
So according to Beis Shammai, Chodesh, and according to Beis Hillel, two Bishvat, like every year. Every year is the same. Omer Aaron. Now, we're going to have, from here until the Omer days, it's going to be very, very Gishmak, but one has to go and halt cup a little bit, because we're going to go from Rabbah to Rav Hamnuna, and then we're going to have a Kashim from Shimon Yehuda, and then we're going to have Avtumas, different views of Amiroim and Tanoim. It's straightforward, it's easy, but you have to halt cup, in other words, remembering what each one holds. Try to figure out also where it's in the Gemara, so when we go back to it, you should have an easy way of remembering. For instance, Omer Rabba is 5 lines after the Toysid Yarak on the Mashmashimba. So we're going to talk about Rabba. That's the Rabba. Both Rabba and Rav Hamnuna, as we're going to see, are going to have a Reisha and a Seifa. And each one of the two, the Reish and the Sefer, are going to have two halachas. So let's start, and you'll understand what I mean. Amar Rav, Esrig bas shishis shenichnesa l'shviyas. Ah, it's an Esrig of the 6th year, going into the 7th year. Meaning the chanota of this Esrig took place in year number 6. The lekita took place in year number 7. What happens now? Now remember, since we're talking about shviyas, We said Ligmore yesterday that everybody agrees the Gabi Shvius, we go Basar Chanata. So therefore, since this is an Esrig whose growth, the emerging growth, took place in Shishas, and now we're going into Shvius, what's going to be the day? It's going to be Betura min HaMaiser or Betura min HaBir. It's potter from Meiser and potter from Beer. Now, on the surface, this is Abyssal Lishver.
Yeah.
Why is it Abyssal Lishver? No. Because if we're going Basar Chanata, since this grew in Shishis year, the Choyrit should have a din of Chayiv B'Meiser. This is a Shishis product. This is a Shishis Esrei. The Chanata took place. I'm sorry?
Lekita Vashviyis.
Right, oh, is it very good? But the Gemara said yesterday that everybody agreed that Esrig is Shavu Le'ilon, Le'orla, Ulerevai, Uleshviyas. And what did Rashi say, Shavu Le'ilon, Le'ilach Achanota, Le'inyan Orla, Ulerevai, Uleshviyas? When it comes to Shviyas, everybody agrees Chanota. The Omachlekos was by Maestris of the Gabi Chanota, the Gabi Shviyas, everybody agrees Chanota. So this first halacha on the surface is a bissel Le'shver. But we'll see in Mir Hashem shortly that it's not so Shver after all. But Parshat L'choyde Shishin, this was on the Shmias, it should be Basar Chanata, L'choyde, it should be Chayiv B'Maiser. And then it continues on, that it's Ptura Men HaMaiser, U'Ptura Men HaBir. When we're talking about beer, we mean expressly the beer of Hilchos Shmias. As you know, there's a famous halach when it comes to Shmita, that when it, although you're allowed to go and collect whatever you want, it's all Hefker, however, Kola L'Chayiv Men HaSoga, Kalei L'Vehemtecha Men HaBayis, at a certain point in time, and in Eretz Yisrael, they have calendars during the Shemitah year, that until Chayis Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, you can hold on to potatoes, and until Rosh Chodesh Kislev, you can hold on to tomatoes, and so on and so forth. Over time, if you still have any of that previous produce, then you have to mevayir it min habayis. Anyway, we're not going into the intricate details of beer, but just when you see the word beer, it means Shemitah beer. It means the din of beer in the Shemitah year. Okay, so it says that uptura min habir. You're potter from beer. Now, why are you potter from beer? That already. So l'choira, what it's telling us is it does not have the status of shmita produce, because if it would have the status of shmita produce, you'd be chayiv b'beer. So this part of the ratio of rava is l'choira shver minei uvei. It's inconsistent. Once you're telling me it's potter min ha-maiser, that therefore it has a din of Shviyas, of Shemitah produce, because Shemitah you're part of an Amaisa, so then you should be Chayiv B'Bir. So we're going to talk about Rabbah shortly, we're going to get back to this ratio. The Sefer of Rabbah is very, very straightforward. But Shviyas, Shenichnas of the Shminas, if it's a seventh year pre going into the eighth year, oh, so the Chanota took place in seventh year, everybody agrees when it comes to Shviyas you go Basar Chanota, so therefore it has the status of Shemitah produce, Turim B'Maisa, oh that's simple, Turim B'Maisa, it's Shemitah, U'Mechayev is B'Bir, because it's Shemitah, it's a Shemitah produce, so the Sefer is Basar Chanota, no problem, no difficulty. Omli Abaye, Mishloim the Sefer L'Chumra, when Abaye uses the term L'Chumra, he means that we're going Basar Chanota in the Sefer, and we're saying both Legabi Hilchois Shviyas, the Gabi Meiser in Shviyas, since it's a Shviyas produce, it was Chanota in Shviyas, it's Poturim in a Meiser, and because it's Shmita produce, it's Chayevis Bebir, that makes a lot of sense. And the Reisha, Poturim in a Beer, Amai. I don't understand why in the Reisha we're saying Poturim in a Meiser, Bin a Beer, Amai. Jominan Zilbasa Chanota. So why would in the Reisha, again, from Shishas into Shviyas, if we're going after the halacha of Chanota, so therefore it's Mechuyev B'Maisris, and it says that it's Ptura Min HaBir, the Ptura Min HaBir makes a lot of sense. Why does it make a lot of sense? Because it's a Shishis product. Shishis product, there is no din of beer. It's only beer by a Shmita product. So that so far is also good. In other words, three quarters of what Rabbah said works. The two parts of the Sefer work, because we go Basar Chanota, and the halacha of Peturim and Abir in the ratio also works, we go Basar Chanota. But Yehachin Techai B'Maiser, if you're telling me we go Basar Chanota in the ratio, when it's Shishas, Nichlasa L'Shviyas, it should have a din of Chiyam Maiser, because it's a regular six-year product or produce. Everybody, yeah, Barry, you're following everything?
Yeah.
So if you're going Basar Chanota, three out of the four halachas work perfectly. It's only the first halacha in the reisha. It's the reisha of the reisha, which is shver, that Rabbah says an esrik of shishis going into shviyas. Potim in a meiser, the chol should be chayiv meiser, because after all, it's produce which is from the sixth year. You have to give maser rishon, you have to go and give maser ani.
Rabbi Gamliel, though.
We're going to talk about it a little bit later. Okay. But we're talking about so far Rabbah, and Rabbah says, Shisha Nicholas Shvias, Baturim and a Maisa. And then he continues on, so the Baturim and a Maisa is Shver. The Baturim and a Beer is perfect, because since he holds both Sachanata, it's a 6th year product. 6th year product, there's no din of Beer Shmita, that's fine. Right. It's only Baturim and a Maisa which is Shver. Omalesi told him, I'll tell you why. It's Yara Kol Mashvashin Bo, Vyat Amris Techai and the Maisa. What does he mean to say? So Rashi says, even though there's no hefker min haTorah, since it's shishes, shenichlas olashvias, this is after all bona fide 6th year produce, shishes, it should be mechuyev b'maaser. The problem is, since it's now shmita year, all of the fields are open, and everybody rushes in and doesn't ask any questions. So they didn't notice all the tags that you were talking about, the yellow stickies saying that these are shishes produce. They know that Shmita, everything is after. And therefore, Yara Kol Mamash V'Shinba, all of the people are entering into, in a very free way, into these Hefkadika fields, and many people are going to go and take Shishis produce as well. Whether they should, whether they shouldn't, whether the 6th year produce, 7th year produce, those are the facts on the ground. The facts on the ground that people are going to be taking it. So therefore, it's going to be de facto hefker, not de jure hefker, but de facto hefker. So the de facto hefker, that's why it's going to be potter men hamaisa. Azei zokt rabba. So far, so
even though it's illegal.
Even though it's illegal. Correct.
It's an Ebenezer question, not a Isser Heter question.
You mean a Choshem Mishpat?
Oh, sorry, thank you, Choshem Mishpat. Thank you.
Oh, very good. No problem.
So it's a different chapter of
Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. V'Rav Amnuna Omar, look at Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna is very, very similar to Rabba, as we'll see. What? Similar but different. Rav Amnuna Omar, Bashisha Shenichnasis Lishvias. Same type of fact pattern. Shishis going into Shvias. La'oilam Shishis has all the dinim of Shishis. Why does Rav Amnuna say it has all the dinim of Shishis?
Basar
Chanata. And so therefore, it's both Shishis for both purposes of Maisris, meaning that it's mechuyev b'maaser because it's a shishis produce, as well as it's going to be potter min habir. So only in the first part is he disagreeing with Rabbah.
Rabbah's not really disagreeing. He's not really disagreeing. They both agree on the same thing. It's just a question of, as you're saying, is it by right or by fact?
Fine. In principle, they're both saying the same thing.
Right.
But halacha l'maaser, there's a difference, because halacha l'maaser, Rabbah said esrik b'shishis is p'turah min ha'maaser, or Rav Nuna says that it's chayav b'maaser. But you're right, in principle they both agree you go Basar Chanata. And that's why in 3 out of the 4 halachas, they hold exactly the same. What do they hold exactly the same? That when it's Bashisha Nichnasa Lishvias, Legabe Chiyav Maiser, they disagree. Why do they disagree? Because Rabbah holds the din of Yara Kol Mamash V'Shinbo, and Hanuna does not hold that din. And that's why that's the exception to the rule according to Rabbah, even though you should go Basar Chanata, it should be Chayiv. It's Potter because of Yara Kol. Rabbah Hanuna doesn't ascribe to that. And therefore, what does Rabbah Hanuna hold? That has clear dinam like Chanata, it's Shishis. And therefore, it is Mechuyiv B'Maiser, and it's Potter Min Habir. This is Le'olam Shvias, total Shmita produce, and Rav Amnuna is mimicking, if you will, Rabbah, word for word, that what did Rabbah say in Shvias Shenichas L'Shminas? It's Potter B'Maiser, because it's Shvias product, it's Shmita, and it's Chayevus B'Bir, because it's a Shmita product, so it's Le'olam Shvias. So the only machloikis then between Rabbah and Rav Amnuna is on the Bashishas Shenichnasas L'Shvias, with Yechai b'Maiser or not. What is the Svara of Rav Amnuna? Says Rashi. Rav Amnuna says, what are you telling me, Rabbah, because Yad HaKol Mimash B'Shembo, it becomes Hefker. I disagree. All of those people that are taking Shishis produce in their hands, they're over on Gazel. They're stealing. They have no business taking those produce. If you look at Rav Amnuna and Rashi, about 8 lines before the wide light, Zot Rashi. Let's go back to the previous Rashi. Yarakom Mamash Mishimba. This is about 12, 13 lines before the Y lines. Yarakom Mamash Mishimba. This is Rabba speaking. Nehibuli Machayiv Laf Kure. There's no chiv to be mafke. The shishis produce. Tolinog Bashviyas. Meal called sodis vardesis hefker heim b'shvias. They're all hefker. Then esrig ze nishma bolavadai. There's no big sign saying don't touch these esrogim. Val korchei akum mash b'shem boy the hefker partem in that meiser. It's not because he wants it to be hefker, but those are the facts. Rav Amnuna amal oydom shishes v'chayim b'meiser. The kibun b'shvias loynu agaba. Since there is no chiyav of shmita on a shishes produce, lav hefker the malki. It's not hefker that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made hefker. Mishmish yad hakoshiba ani al gazel. People are touching produce that doesn't belong to them. They shouldn't be touching it. It's gazeled. Vein hefker kazeh p'tuna. This is yishke hefker. This is gazel. So it's a fundamental choshe mishpat machloikis. Not a hilchah shmita machloikis.
They can't know the difference. How could
they? Maybe they should ask questions. You know, again, I'm not in this line of work, but maybe there are signs. Maybe a person should go and ask the balbus. I'm coming in to go and take hefker. You know, no problem. But don't touch that tree. That tree. Don't touch those trees in the left, in the right, in the front, in the back.
Defense.
Sorry,
ignorance is no defense.
When will he be giving mice? So let's just tie it.
Do me a favor. I don't want to. That's going to confuse things.
Okay.
All the question is, if it's shishis produce, you have to go and give meiser. If it's shviyas produce, you don't have to give meiser. Good. So we had a machloek between Rabba and Rav Amnuna, but in principle, they both hold the same. They hold the same. Just one halacha legabe this yada koma mashvishima. Frank, you want to make space? Reb Shimon Yehuda oimer mishum Reb Shimon esrig ba shishis shenichnasnes lishviyas. What's the din? Petura min ha-meiser, or petura min ha-bior. What's the reason why? She'en echadover she'chayiv b'meiser, elein kein godel b'chiv, the nilkat b'chiv. Says Reb Shimon min Yehuda, in the name of Reb Shimon, we have a shishis, nechnesos l'shviyas, it's potter min ha-meiser. Now why is it potter min ha-meiser? After all, it's a shishis product,
l'chayiv
b'meiser. So, bear in mind, l'chayra, who does he hold like that he holds Peturim and a Meiser? The Choyri holds like Rabba. The Rabba says, even though it's Shishis produce, he had a common mach mishimba. That's why it's Peturim and a Meiser. Why is it Peturim and a beer? That everybody agrees Peturim and a beer. It's not Shemitah produce, you go Basar Chanot. So the Peturim and a beer is not an issue that Rabba agreed to, that Rav Nuna agreed to. The only problem is going to be Aliba de Rav Hamnuna on the ratio of the ratio. That it says the Peturim and a Meiser. That stems like Rabba, with the Yarakol, but it doesn't stem with Rav Amnuna. And that's why the Gemara is going to ask in three or four lines, Reisha Kashel Rav Amnuna, but not according to Rabba. According to Rabba, Rav Shimon Yehuda Mishim, Rav Shimon is saying exactly the same thing that Rabba said. If you go back to Rabba, again, four or five lines after, the Toys Yarakol Mashushan, Omer Rabba, Esri Vashisha Nechlishviyas, Peturim and a Meiser, Peturim and a Beer. And that's exactly what Rav Shimon says now. Asking by Shishis, goes into Shviz, Turim and Maizim, Turim and Abir, Eimach HaDobu Shechayv and Maizim, Ken Gadu B'chiv, Nilka B'chiv. Bottom line is exactly the same as what Rabbi said. Different than Rav Amnuna in that first halacha. Uba Shviz, Shenechnesis L'Shminis, if it's a seventh year produce, going into the eighth year, Peturim and Amaiser. Why is it Peturim and Amaiser? Very, very simple, because it's Shemitah produce. Shemitah produce is Peturim and Amaiser, right? We call Basar Chanota, everybody agrees. So far, that's also good. But now the problem is, Peturim and Abir. Oy, oy, oy. If this is Shviyas, Shemitah produce, it should be Chayev Abir. What's the reason why? Shein l'chadov v'shechayev Abir. You only Chayev l'mkeh Godel b'Shviyas, Menilkot b'Shviyas. And since this was Godel b'Shviyas, Benilkat b'shminis, it becomes potter min habir. Now this part argues both with Rabba and Rav Amnuna, because both Rabba and Rav Amnuna said that if you have shvias, nechneses l'shminis, since this is bona fide shmita produce, it's chayiv b'bir. If you go back again to Omer Rabba, Rabba now went with three or four lines into Rabba, b'shvias shenichnes l'shminis, b'tur b'meiser, v'chayiv es b'bir. Same thing Rav Amnuna said in his halacha, Bashviyat nechnes l'shminis, lo'oylem shviyas, meaning that it's chai b'bir. And here he's saying that it's potter min habir. So if the Gemara reish is kasha only according to Rav Amnuna, that part about the Yana Kol Mashushim. But Sefer Kasha Beilah Rabba Beilah Rabba Mnuna. The Sefer Shvir according to both of them, because both according to Rabba and Rabba Mnuna, since it's Shvius Nechnasas Lishminis, this is full fledged Shemitah, it's Chai Bebir. And how did this man the Yama say that it's Potter Min Abiyur?
He gave a reason. He gave his, you know, B'chayim.
Agreed. But do you agree that there's a...
Yeah, yeah, there's a disconnect.
The Rabba and Rabba Mnuna are both Amiroyim.
Right. Shemitah,
Yehuda, Tana. Can't argue with the Tana.
Right.
That's the Morris Kasha. But now, since you are focusing on the reason that he gave, let's in fact take a look at that reason. What did he say? The Nilkat B'Shvias. Where does this svara come from? Who cares? Your Nilkat B'Shvias. Nishnikol B'Shvias. If you're going Basar Chanot, and this is Shmita produce, Shmita produce is Shmita produce, it should have all Hilchoy Shmita baked in, including the Chiyav Bir. Why does he say Potter? So Rashi brings a very interesting svara over here, and that's the third wide line of the Rashi, all the way down below, third wide line. Elam kegodol b'shvias, v'nilka b'shvias. Techik siv lebehem tcha, v'lechaya shebar tzecha. Yofinu mino, that famous Allah, the kol lechaya minasod, the kalei lebehem tcha minabai. Yofinu mino biyor b'shvias, ksiv, v'loi b'shminis. This posik of lebehem tcha, v'lechaya shebar tzecha, tiekol tvuas alechol, is talking about during the seventh year of Shemitah, meaning from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei until Chof Tes Elul, during that year, Hilchos Biur. Once you get into Shminis, no more Hilchos Biur, no more. Why is no Hilchos Biur? Presumably for the Behemoth and Chayas, they know that it's no longer Shemitah year, so therefore there's no halacha of having to take out produce and putting it outside, being Mavayah. That only applies during the Shemitah year, not in the Shminis year. That's the Chiddush of Rav Shimon. But bottom line is, but Levice, I have a kasha on Rab and Rav Amnuna. How can they argue with Rav Shimon? Everything wants to know, really it's a machloikis tanoim. One Tana we just had now, Rav Shimon, but we're going to have another Tana who's going to learn exactly like Rab and Rav Amnuna. This time you will learn the Braisa. Om Rav Yoisi. Avtumus heyed mishum chamishas kenim. Avtumus gave testimony in name of five greats kenim. That esrig acher lekitosa lemeiser. That when it comes to meiseris, esrig goes baser lekita, which is of course what Rav Gamliel said yesterday. The derech achad shebishach lekitosa isur. Rabbi Seinu nimnu beusha viamru. A later generation of Arab Yisaynu, when they came together in Usha, as you know, the Sanhedrin went into 10 Golisin, and they, one of them was in Usha. The Amu, when they came to Usha, they said, Ach, Lekitosa, Bein Lemaiser, Bein Lishvias. First time we have this, Lekita, even Legabi Shvias, Legabi Shmita. Okay, says the Gemara, I don't understand something. When Avtumis was made Mishum Chamisha Zekanim, he was only talking about Maisers. He said, Esrig Ach, Lekitosa, Lemaiser. He didn't mention a word about Shemitah. And then Rabbi Sein, one second! Achlikitosa bein lemaisa bein leshvias. Shvias man dechashmei. Who even talked about Shemitah? Who's talking about Shvias? We're talking about Maisris. The Rashi says that since we say Rabbi Sein nimnu ba'usha, it sounds like that they are disagreeing with the Tanakhama, both the Gabi Maisa and the Gabi Shvias. The Tanakhama didn't even mention the word Shvias, he only mentioned the word Maisa. And because of that, the Gemara does a slight surgery. We start the brisa again. Esrig achal kitosa lemaiser, viachal chanot leshvias. This is Avtumus mishum lechamishas kenim. Says it esrig achal kitosa both for meiser. No, I'm sorry, for meiser. Viachal chanot leshvias. When it comes to shvias, you go basa chanot. Rabbi Seinu nim lebiusha achal kitosa bein lemaiser bein leshvias.
Wow, that's the opposite of both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Gamliel.
Exactly right. So the focus of what we're using now as our answer to fa'em for both Rabba and Rav Amnuna is from Avtumus Mishum the Chamishas Kenim. Now what does it say at the top of the Amid? Vachitani, Esrik Acha Likitosoi Lemaiser. When it comes to Maisers, you go Basa Likita. Remember, that's what Ram Gamliel said yesterday. Uliyerek Mederechot, Shebishas Likitosoi Isurai. For purposes of Maisers, you go Basa Likita. And for purposes of Shvias, of Shemitah, you go Basa Chanata. Now, we don't mean when we're saying Likitosa Lemaiser, Maisers in the Shemitah year. Rather, we're splitting it up in half. And that is, Achlikitosa the Meiser is referring to, says Rashi, like from year 2 to 3, or year 3 to 4. Then what's the halacha? Okay, when was the Lakita? If the Lakita took place in year 3, that's halacha of 3, and then you'd have to go and give Maaser Ani. And if the Lakita was in year 4, then you go and give Maaser Sheni. It all depends on when the Lakita was for Maaser purposes, as well as Mina Chodesh Mina Yoshan, meaning that if some was Nilkat before Chamishus Bishvat, and some was after Chamishus Bishvat, then you cannot go and mix and match in terms of giving Chumas and Maaser one for the other. That's Ligavi Maaser. But now when we're talking about Shemitah, forget about Hilchois Maaseris that you have generally for the first 6 years. We're now talking about Shemitah produce. Shemitah produce you go after Chanotah. So if the Chanotah took place in the Shemitah year, then the halacha is that it's potter min a Maaser. If the Chanotah took place in Shishes, then you're mechuyev a Maaser. All has to do with Chanotah. That being the case, what the Gemara is answering is that both Rabba and Rav Hamnuna are holding like this Tanman D'Yama. Did you always go Basa Chanotah l'Shvias, both for Hilchos Maaseris in Shvias, that you're potter min a Maaser, as well as the Gabi Hilchos Bior b'Shvias, because when it comes to Esroyim, it's Chanotah l'Shvias. That being the case, both Rabba and Rav Hamnuna hold like Avtolmas Mishum the Chamisha Zekenim, that you always go after Chanotah l'Shvias, and as we saw on the Amud Aleph, that's in fact what Rabba and Rav Hamnuna both agree to. You always go Basar Chanotah. The only machlokes between Rabba and Rav Hamnuna was Legabe Shishis Nechneses l'Shvias, that in principle both of them would agree that you'd be chayiv b'maaseris because you both baser chanota. It's Rabba that said yad hakol memash b'shimba. That's why it's different than it becomes hefker. But other than that, they all agree to chanota l'shvias.
But we've seen the pasuk. It's interesting. We've seen the pasuk that achar l'kita bein l'maaser bein l'shvias.
That was Rabbi Seinu
Be'usha. Right, but they have a little base there.
That could be.
Because that would be a big
crack. That's the Rambam, that's the Rambam.
That's the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about our Gemara.
This year also we haven't been worried about Shemitah unless it was harvested before. And next year we'll be in the clear.
Excellent. We're just trying to get the Gemara.
Okay.
Rambam and Halacha L'maisa, you look up the Rishonim and you ask an Israeli comment as opposed to an American. But getting back to our Gemara now, so now what the Gemara has established is that both Rabban and Rav Hamnuna don't hold like Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Mishum Reb Shimon, but rather they hold like this Mandiyama Avtum with Mishum the Chamishas Kainim, and that's why they're in the clear. There's no problem with their Shitat. You always go Basa Chanata for purposes of Shemitah. The truth be told, that once we've said this, that they hold like Avtumus, and Avtumus said that by Esrig Lakitasa Lamaiser, Chanotah l'Shvias, this is word for word Ram Gamliel that we had yesterday. Because Ram Gamliel also said that Esrig is Shovel Ilam Begil Madrachim Chanotah for Shvias, Uli Yerik Baderech Echot Shibishas Lakitasa Lakita is Maisers. So that's what we're saying over here too. Esrig Ach Lakitasa Lamaiser, the Chanotah l'Shvias. And therefore it was really unnecessary to go and bring this Avtumas Meshim Nechamishas Kenim, because we had Ram Gamliel. This is not only my point. This is, you see back on Teslov Amit Aleph, the middle Toises, Yarakol Mamash Shemboi. Go to the last 5 lines of the Toises.
Wait, where is the Toises? Amit Aleph?
The middle, Amit Aleph.
Yeah.
Teslov Amit Aleph, Yarakol Mamash Shemboi. Yeah, yeah. Look at the last 5 lines.
Yeah.
Ubechinam Aisi Lekamon, Tiba'av Tomis. Tehainam Asisim Lebikurim. You don't have to bring Av Tomis, which is not so well known. It's a Braisa.
It's Adios or something? He's made it? It's Adios?
Yeah, but it's Tesanya.
Okay,
it's a Braisa. Okay. Or it's a Sefta. We had a Mishnah, that Masisin Bikurim. That was the Mishnah we had here back on the Omid days. Titnan, on the 5th line. What was the 4th line? Esrik Shavu L'Ilam Megil Drachav, etc., etc., Ibram Gamliel. The Esrik Shavu L'Ilam Megil Drachav, the Erev Erechavad. So it was unnecessary to go and unearth Avtumas, and then have to go and change the gears in Avtumas, and Machagan says, no, we had Ram Gamliel. So why Toysis doesn't explain why we brought this as opposed to Ram Gamliel? The Toysis Harosh, however, says that the reason why we wanted to bring it is to tell you that this is not just Ram Gamliel, but this is Avtumas Bishum Chamisha Zekainen. to go and strengthen the resolve and the teretz that Rav and Rav Amnuna don't just try to push them aside. I got a braisa, Rav Shimon Yehuda Bishum, Rav Shimon. Oh, they are relying on the great five Skenim besides Rav Gamliel and besides Rav Thomas out there in this braisa.
Well, if it was made, then it happened on a different. Rav Gamliel was thrown out of office, so he wasn't there to say, "Hey, I say, you know, me too."
Okay, very good. Zokim Arbeiter. Thank you. Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Amri Tamayu. Esrig Bas Shishis Shenichnaso L'Shvias. Since it's 6th year going into 7th year, L'Oilam Shishis has all dinam of Shishis, which is the way we hold Basra Chanata, and L'Choyra, they do not subscribe to Rabbis Halacha that we had in the Omer Aleph of the Yad HaKom HaMash B'Shimba, and therefore it has all the Halachas of Shishis, it can be M'choyed B'Maiser, and there would be no Hilchois Bir. He also Rav and Amr Rabbi Yochanan. He repeated basically the same thing again. Esrig bas shishis shenichnaso l'shvias afil kezayis. If at the end of the 6th year the esrig was still as small as a kezayis, aklin shige esrigu v'nasis kikar, and now in the 7th year it's blown up and now it's like a kikar, like a loaf of bread. It's how big it is. Chayev v'nalam mishum tevel. It still has a loch of why 90% of the growth took place in Shemitah year. Says Ramana Rabbi Yochanan, I could care less. By Esroyim you go Basar Chanata, since the emerging of the pre took place in the 6th year, so then it has a din of 6-year payers. If it's 6-year payers, then what's the halacha? Chayav and Olam Yishim Tevel, meaning that you have to go and give Trumas and Mises, just like any other payers that grow in the 6th year.
Interesting language. Chayav, instead of Chayav and Mises, a change Mishum Tevel. Suddenly it's a...
Yeah, I don't know why he changed
it. That's an exaggerated example, but you can get really...
From a kezayis to a kikar? I think it's exaggerated. It's true.
I don't know. Sometimes I see my plants wilting, and I add a lot of water, and within an hour you'll see they
shoot up.
Every esrog that's the size of a kikar started out the size of a kezayis.
True.
Inevitably, so it's not so extraordinary. It's a question of how long it dwells on the tree.
No, but okay. As far as determining what year, and then they usually don't grow so fast; they grow slowly.
Exactly.
How do you determine where they have the growth?
That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying very emphatically. He says, as long as by the end of the year you saw it was still the kezayis, but it was in shishis, and therefore there was chanata. Not only did it emerge in the 6th year, it was already as large as a kezayis, as an olive in the 6th year. That established that this is a 6th year fruit, and bottom line is, you're mechuyim, betevel, betrumis, and maisris, and it's not a shvias, it's not a shvita produce. Tanurban. Now we leave Esroigim for a moment. We go to regular Ilanis. Ilan shechontai peroisav koidim tu b'shvat. The chanota took place before tu b'shvat. Misaser l'shana she'avra. Then it goes back to the previous year. In other words, like year 2 going into year 3. Year 2 is halacha of maaser rishayin and maaser sheni. After tu b'shvat, it's maaser oni. So he's saying that it's Ilan shechontai peroisav koidim tu b'shvat. Misaser l'shana she'avra. Which would be Maaser Oni, as well as don't be Maaser mi Chodesh al Yosh and Yosh al Chodesh. Amram Nechemi. So now we're going to come up with a brand new Rav Nechemi that we didn't have until now. Amram Nechemi ben Medad Vorem Ilon Sheoisish Te Brechos. That's only a tree that makes two sets. Bishon. Freitmar Shte Brechos Sokadaitach. What is Rav Nechemi saying? What's the Gemara's Kasha? Shte Brechos is a term that you have, a borrow term.
Kinem.
By what?
By kinem, right?
By kinem, good. Specifically by oifis. By oifis you talk about whether or not the mommy bird was able to produce two new groups of birds, one after the other. Another two groups of offspring. So that's the shtei brechos. Rashi says also, you see shtei brechos sokadaitach, 10 lines before the wide lines. Ein loshen ze noifel ele ba'oifis. Kidanan, we had a Baba Basa, the Kiyah Peirah, Shoibach, Mafriach, Abrecha, Rishoina. So you're talking about Brechais. Ah, we had also in previous Mitzachti, the Sukkah, or in Yuma, we also, or maybe in Beya, we talk about Shtei Brechais. So when you talk about Ilona, it's the term Shtei Brechais, it doesn't have any meaning. You're talking about Oifis terminology for a tree. So that's the Morris Kash. Shtei Brechais, Ochodaitach. Elaimah Ki'en Shtei Brechais. Now what means Ki'en Shtei Brechais? Says Rashi, "Shein peroisim nigmorim keachas." Going to Einim, Kinemon got a kidney, it's mitosh asuyim prochim prochim. The reason why I use the term prochim, or just like over there you have prochim, which means that they grow and you malakit them slowly but surely. Every day you go and take another 10 beans, the next day another 10 beans, another 10 beans by kidneys. Here by taking them, the same thing. You go up the tree every day and you go and snatch off, you cut off another 5 or 10 figs. Then you wait the next day, another 10 figs, because each day more and more ripen. So you don't, you're not malakit them all at one time, but only in tzimislach, little by little. So again, says Rav Nachmani, when do you say you go baser chanota? Only those types of trees. I'm sorry. Shtei brechos b'shana. Thank you. Two brechos a year. Shtei brechos okadaita chaleim. Ken shtei brechos, meaning that it has at least two or three or more times of harvesting per year. Aval ilan oisa brecha achas kigoyin v'kolim v'zeisim v'charuven. Those types of trees where you go and cut all of the fruit at one time. Excuse me. Like the kolim, which are dates. Zaysim, which are olives, charuvim, which is boxer, av b'shachanta berisayin, koydim tu b'shvat, even though the chanot took place before tu b'shvat, misaser shana bo, in misaser the time of lekita. That's Rav Nachmani's very novel ruling, but that's what Rav Nachmani says, which we've never had until now. So even though until now, ilon is chanot, 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 that was only by those that had multiple chanotas, multiple breakers. However, if you're multiple harvest times, thank you. Mashenki, those that you harvest all at once, whatever the day of the Lakita is, that's the determining date. If it was prior to Tubishvat, it'll have one din. If it's after Tubishvat, it'll have a different din. You look Basa Lakita.
A little bit of a parallel to Kitnios. There we had to separate the, from Irakos that we go after Hashrasha rather than Lakita.
And that's why Rashi, in fact, brought this Shtei Brechos, said Gabi Kidneys.
Right.
Because they're also, it's not Nigma Basachas, it's also
Brochen.
In different times. Omer Yoichanan, so Yoichanan said, Noagu Om B'charuvin Kirev Nechemia. The Minigo Oilam is like Rem Nechemia when it comes to Charuvin. Now, first of all, when it says Charuvin, does he mean only Charuvin? Because we said the Kolim Zeisim Charuvin. As you'll see in the Gemara in a moment, we're going to ask a question from B'noi Shuach. B'noi Shuach are a type of Ta'enim. And the Gemara is going to be bothered. They're going to ask a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. There's no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is only talking about Charuvin. He's not talking about Bnei Shuach. However, if you look at the third Tosfos, Noagu Om beCharuvin Kerev Nechemia. You see Noagu Om. So Tosfos is Lav Davka Nakat Charuvin. Do Adin the Kolim V'Zeisim. B'Chol Ilanois Asuyois Brecha Achas. This is Brecha Achas B'Shana. How do I know? Min Paruch LeRishlokish Bnei Shuach. So therefore, getting back to Gemara, although Rabbi Yochanan says no gam b'charuvin, he doesn't mean b'charuvin. He means all of those which are lekita k'achas, like yeah, they call them zeisim b'charuvin, and any others that might fit the same fact pattern. I don't know, maybe apples, oranges, maybe pears, chmeisnish, but all those that fit in the same fact pattern. Then you do one lekita, you go bust a lekita. That's the minhagu oila. As Eisa Rishlokish Rabbi Yochanan, Rishlokish said, Rabbi Yochanan, how can you say that? We learned about Bnei Shuach, Shviyah Shalehen, Shniyah, Bnei Sha'oisais, Lishloish Hashanim. What means Shviyah Shalehen, Shniyah? The Bnei Shuach grow very, very slowly, like Esroigim. Their Shemitah is not going to be in Shviyah's year, not in Shminis year, it's going to be in Chiyah's year. 2 years after Shemitah, I'm going to go and cut my Bnei Shuach. You know what those, the status of those Bnei Shuach? It's Shemitah produce. 2 years later, yes! These are inferior types of Te'elim, and they take a while, and you're going to go and cut them after 3 years. What does he mean to say with his kasha? He means to say is, Rabbi Yochanan, you said that by all these trees, we paskin like Rav Nachmani. What is Rav Nachmani paskin? That you go basa lekita. Here we're cutting these Bnei Shuach 2 years later. And guess what? We say, you go basa chanata. Why do you go basa chanata? The Gemara is assuming that Bnei Shuach is in the same category as the Dekolim and the Zeisa Charuvin. Now you see why the Tosfos said that it's not just Charuvin. Because just Charuvin, why are we asking Kashmir Bnei Shuach and Charuvin? It's real apples and oranges. It's Boxer and Bnei Shuach. The reason why he's asking it is because, as Tosfos says, Rabbi Yochanan is referring to all the trees across the board that have the same status, that they have one lakita. Apparently, Bnei Shuach also has one lakita. So why are you going back 3 years and saying Shemitah produce? You should go and say B'yosel lakita. Now we're cutting it in the ninth year. And he says, no, it has a din of Shemitah. Is a shtar kakash rishlokish on Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Reb Abba HaKoyin, Reb Yoisi HaKoyin. Perhaps these are brothers, I don't know. And he asked them, Amai Ishtik, why was Rabbi Yochanan silent when Rish Lakish asked this kashya? Lei Malei, Lachoyri could easily have answered, Amin Lacho Anor Reb Nechemia. I just said that the minig oil was like, Reb Nechemia, V'at Amrisli, and you're bringing me another brayse, Ben Meshuach, that's Rabbanan. Of course, Reb Nechemia is a novel halacha. We never had this Reb Nechemia until now. We always thought, Ilanis, Chanota, Chanota, Ilanis. And now we have a brand new Reb Nechemia, Mishtei Brechas, Brech Achas, one Lakita, that you go Basar Lakita. Nobody else holds that. So you are throwing at me a kasha from the Rabbanan, from this brayse. Ha Reb Nechemia, Ha Rabbanan. Why was Reb Yochanan silent? And for the more, I'll tell you why. Because what Reb Shlokesh was asking was, Mishum de Omele, Shavkis Rabbanan, the Avzis Kerem Nechemia, Rem Nechemia is a Das Yachid. So, Oy Bazoi, why are you telling me that the Minig Oil was Rem Nechemia? You should go and say, the Halach is like the Rabbanan. After all, the Bryce is Rabbanan, there's no name mentioned, and Stam is that we always refer to Ilonis Mit Chanota. So, why are you Minig Oil after Rem Nechemia? You left over the Rabbanan, the Avzis Kerem Nechemia.
He didn't say he's passing it.
One second, that's the next guy. But the point is, Reb Abba HaKoyin asked Reb Yosi HaKoyin, why was he quiet? Why didn't he go and say, this is Reb Nechemia that I'm talking about. Why do you ask me a kasha in the Rabbanan? Because the kasha of Reish Lakish wasn't just simply the deos of the various Tanoim. He knows that there's a machlokes. What he's saying is, you are saying, how can you even be saying those words? After all, we pass like the Rabbanan. We don't pass like Reb Nechemia. It's the Yochid V'Rab. So you want to lay malay, come in with noagu. Let Rabbi Yochanan say, don't scream at me, Reish Lakish. I'm just telling you what the minig is. V'at amrisli isura. It could very well be that what they're doing is wrong. I'm just telling you noagu oilam. This is your point, Barry. V'at amrisli, and you're throwing at me that that's the isur. Says Reish Lakish, or says the Gemara, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan didn't respond when he was ishtik, the amalei, because Reish Lakish is challenging Rabbi Yochanan, says v'mokam isura. After all, Rabbi Yochanan, you are the Gadol Hador. If people are being noyig against the Brice and assuming that the Brice is the Halacha L'maisa, so why are you telling me Noago Oilam? You should be Moche. You should be protesting, banging the bima and saying, Rabbi Yochanan, what you're doing is wrong. We hold like the Rabbana and you go Basa Hanata, not Basa Lakita. So Timur Valay Malay, Lachai Rabbi Yochanan has even a better teretz than all of these terutzim. Ki aminu lecho anna maiser charuvin, which is Rabbanan, v'at hamasli shviyas de'araisa. Let's go back to what Reb Nechemia said. Reb Nechemia was referring to this price. Remember that price is all the way 10, 12 lines on the top. Tan Rabbanan ilan shechon tebe roisa kodim tu bishvat mis'aser. Acha tu bishvat mis'aser. We're talking about maiseres. Maisris, when you're talking about charuvin, or you're talking about any of these produce other than dogon, tiresh, v'yitzar, is all the rabbana. That's where Reb Nechemia says it depends. If it's shtei brechas, one brecha. If it's only one lakita, we're going to go basa lakita. It's the rabbana. You ask me a kasha now from this brisa. This brisa is not talking about hilchos maiser. It's talking about benoy shuach. We're talking about Shemitah. Shemitah is across the board. Shemitah applies to anything and everything that grows in Eretz Yisrael. It makes no difference between Shivas Aminim, Chomesh Aminim. Everything is Shemitah that is produced and that grows in Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year. And therefore he should say, L'choira, V'lei Malei, Rabbi Yochanan should say to his Shvuga, Reish Lakish, with all dear reverence and respect, again, it's apples and oranges, because I'm talking about maestres. Maestres, we go, says Reb Nechemia, and the Oilam Paskin is like Reb Nechemia, that we go Basa Lakita if it's only Brecha Achas, and you're asking me Akasha from Shemitah that we're going after Chanata. I agree with Gabi Shemitah, we go after Chanata, and the Gabi, the maestres, we go Basa Lakita. So what's your Akasha? Why didn't he answer that with that text? Why was he ishtik? I wonder, I'm wondering whether Rish Lakish really asked this kasha from Shemitah on Maisers, since it's apples and oranges. Look, the Gemara says, are you saying that the story didn't happen? Of course it happened. So what's this? Tamahani and Meshiva Rish Lakish. No. Ela Eima Tamahani and Kibla Rabbi Yochanan in Loi Kibla. I have to understand why Rabbi Yochanan was Ishtik. Ishtik could mean Shtika Koidoma. And he's saying, you know what? You have a good point, Rish Lakish. I made a mistake. Tomorrow I'm going to start banging on the bima and telling everybody, don't pass the Lekram Chemia. Or Ishtik means he basically ignored him. And he was saying, Rabbi Rish Lakish, you're not asking tzedizach. If you were asking the right kasha, I'd give you the respect of giving you an answer. But really, your kasha is gonish. Think about it on your own, Rish Lakish. You think about it overnight, you'll come up, oh, this is takad rabban and this is takad yiraisa. Look at the last Rashi. Im kibla, v'hai the ishtik, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan was quiet. Mishum b'liyad l'hashiv, he didn't know what to answer. He was dumbfounded. Is that the reason why? Or im loy kibla, he was not mekabel. Behind the ishtik, and the reason why was shoysing mishum dolei ichbas lei. He didn't bother with the kasha. This is the shkent. Klotz kasha. Dolei domi mais and peiros ilan derabana. Lach buri bekish v'yesteraisa. How can you compare apples and oranges? So that's why it was ishtik. So therefore, we don't have a conclusive raya one way or the other. What Rabbi Yochanan would take a hold at the end? Would he agree to Rish Lakish and he was mekabelit, or did he disagree and he still holds his own that legabe shari lonis like charuvin etc. We pass like a mchemia that we go baser liki.
He's having a drink and he didn't answer for that reason.